Welcome to Future Proof, the marketing podcast from Kantar, the world's leading marketing data and analytics company, and Side Business School, University of Oxford. In each episode, we speak with marketing leaders and share insights to help brands and business leaders navigate the ever-changing marketing landscape and hopefully dispel some myths and misconceptions along the way.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So hello, and thank you for joining us on the Kantar Future Proof podcast. I'm Lindsay Gorton-Lee, brand strategy consultant at Kantar. There is now undeniable evidence that great brand strategy has the potential to influence not just future sales, but future business value and resilience. Kantar Brand Strategy Unpacked collates a breadth of data-backed perspective on routes to strategic success. It also celebrates the fantastic strategic work of some valuable brands as inspiration and food for thought. Today, we're going to be talking about valuable chocolate brand Cadbury, unpacking how effective and impactful strategy has brought the brand back to growth with phenomenal commercial impact. This brand growth has seen Cadbury move into Kantar BrandZ's UK top 10 most valuable brands in 2023, up 7 places from number 17 in 2017. For this discussion, I am delighted to be joined by two guests, Maria-Rita Mugnai, Global Director of Insights and Analytics on Cadbury at Mondelez International, and Claire Hutchinson, Chief Strategy Officer at BCCP London. A very warm welcome to you both. Thank you for joining me to talk about this incredible success story.
Thank you for the invitation.
Great to have you here. Before we unpack the secrets to Cadbury's fantastic success, would you both tell us a little bit about yourselves and the role that you've played for Cadbury? Let's start with you, Maria-Rita.
So thank you very much, Lindsay, for inviting us and to talk about this great story about Cadbury. So I've been part of the Cadbury brand team for the last 10 years, working with the global marketing team to ensure that the decision-making is driven by human insight.
Thank you, Maria-Rita. Great to have you here with us. And over to you, Claire.
Sadly, I don't quite have the same heritage or experience as Maria-Rita. So I've been on Cadbury for the last 2.5 years. So I wasn't, very importantly, one of the founding members of the team at BCCP who set up Generosity, but I'm very well versed in the story. So hopefully I will be able to give you some insight today. But yeah, I've been running the strategy for the last two and a half years.
Brilliant. Thank you for joining us. It's great to have you both with us. So let's start the story with a little bit of context setting. So for our listeners to fully appreciate the journey that Cadbury has been on, which saw value sales in the UK increase by an incredible 22% between 2017 and 2021, it'll be important to make the brand's start point clear. Marita, could you take us back in time to 2016 and explain some of the challenges that the Cadbury team were trying to solve for? What was the ask from the marketing team, and what was the role of insights in uncovering a solution?
So the team had failed in many communication attempts with the Joy creative idea. Lots of ads weren't performing well, and these had started then some doubts. Many people with a long experience and heritage of the brand perceived that comms had become too superficial. It was too much on surface. There were speculations that there was a problem with the idea, and the positioning didn't feel true to the key brand leaders. The brand team were looking for a reset and redefine the brand positioning. It was about resetting for long-term goals and not a short-term fix. We needed a deep market understanding. What were the emotive needs in chocolate? And what did people think of Cadbury? There were other questions too, as Mondelez and Cadbury itself has a big portfolio. Complicated one. How did all these different SKUs, more than 42 brands within the Cadbury portfolio, how did they fit together? We also needed to understand the individual local markets. As you know, Cadbury is spread all around the world, as they had a different perception also of the brand. So we needed the insight to help us to align on the right position in territory for Cadbury.
So a big challenge, but a really important role for insights. Let's talk a bit more about the strategic insights. I was really lucky enough to be part of the Kantar project team back in 2017. And I remember that emotive understanding from Kantar's Needscope tool quickly led us to the aha moment that joy was central to the category. It was something that consumers expected from chocolate. Not only that, but joy could take many forms, making it really tricky to keep consistent across activation and also ensure that there was a clear point of difference versus the competition. Marita, can you tell us a bit about the role of insights in guiding strategic outcomes, especially around the positioning of the Cadbury brand?
So the positioning was a combination of art and science. The insights helped to align perspective across the globe and prove what we had expected, that joy was not something that would help Cadbury to be distinctive. It was something that everyone expected from all chocolate. So it wasn't a viable route to differentiate and for a long-term value building. Joy had many expressions in the category, so it was open also to creative interpretation and therefore difficult to keep consistent. Also, at an emotive level, people still associated Cadbury with warmth, approachability, simplicity, and sincerity. This aligned strongly with the brand's Quaker roots. We leveraged emotive understanding, semiotic analysis of past creative and personality archetypes as a springboard for defining the brand's character traits. Through this process, which is art and science, we defined a space that was agreed upon that and felt right and provided an authentic and meaningful way to differentiate. It was also a way to create consistency by tapping into existing memory structures.
Fantastic. And I suppose that's where Claire and VCCP came in. So let's talk about creative strategy. And Claire, VCCP were chosen to partner with Cadbury in 2017 to help to bring their positioning to life and to realize their strategic aims. The resulting creative has been enormously successful in its own right, winning IPA Gold and numerous other awards and accolades, not to mention a top spot in Kantar UK's Christmas Ad Effectiveness Awards in both 2022 and 2023 for Secret Santa. Can you tell us a little bit about the planning and the strategy that preceded the creative journey? And I suppose some thoughts about what you think were the foundations for VCCP's creative success.
So there was a very tight team of people back in 2017, led by David Boscawen, who kind of set out to try and win this pitch. So it was a pitch, 2017. And I think in the agency at that time, we were all feeling like, oh, well, it's a bit of a long shot because, you know, I'm sure there are sort of, you know, some big network agencies out there, you know, pre-existing relationships, et cetera. So it was one of those where we kind of had a really good run at it, but we kind of thought we were a bit of the underdog. But you know, and I think, you know, Maria Rita and Kantar and the rest of the team at Mondelez had done an amazing job in really, you know, getting under the bonnet of the problem, but also getting under the bonnet of the potential solution in terms of really articulating, you know, where they were going wrong, understanding that, but also understanding, you know, what Cadbury used to be about and the amazing belonging, you know, kind of need scope space that is incredibly warm. And I think, you know, it was very, very clear that consumers wanted Cadbury to return to how it used to feel. They'd fallen out of love with it. I think, you know, 2 million households had stopped buying Cadbury dairy milk. It was a really, really difficult time. And so for us, instinctively, the first thing to do was to go back to Bourneville, where it all began. So the team went back to Bourneville. They went to this amazing meeting room that they have there with all the family portraits around the room. And you can see the whole Cadbury family kind of staring down at you. There's this incredible archive with, you know, all of the chocolates that have been made over the literally centuries now. We're 200 years old. But also, you know, some amazing artifacts, you know, journals, products. All this warmth, all this kind of richness that that laid there, but also Bourneville itself. And I think the most important thing to remember about Cadbury is, you know, George Cadbury, who was actually John Cadbury's son. John Cadbury was the founder, but George Cadbury and his brother Richard, they built the factory in Bourneville. But they didn't just build a factory; they built a community. And they poured all of their kind of time, effort, and money as well into building houses for their workers, into building hospitals, into building schools. And, you know, when the team went to Bourneville and they saw all of this, this incredible power of generosity, which was actually the brief that was given to agencies, generosity was the creative challenge to the agencies, was so overwhelming in terms of what Cadbury had been in the past that, you know, there was no other answer than to try and resuscitate that and bring that to the surface again, because it was such a powerful, amazing thing built out of the Quaker roots of this family that we wanted to, you know, do justice to this fantastic British brand again and put it back at the heart of culture. So for us, that was the starting point. I think the leap for us, though, and this is the important point, because I think a lot of the other agencies at the time focused on Cadbury's generosity. But our sense was that actually it just didn't feel very generous to talk about yourselves being generous. It felt kind of at odds with the principle. So we decided to do something very, very different. And at the time in the UK, specifically, this was obviously a global brief, but it was also quite strongly a UK brief with the UK team as one of the key lead markets. At the time in the UK, you know, the UK was in trouble. There had been three terrorist attacks in 2017, two general elections. The economy was in a terrible situation. Everyone, you know, kind of the world felt like a pretty dark place. But for us, that felt like an important time to actually say, you know, generosity is a human value that is timeless, that exists everywhere. And we wanted to prove that generosity existed in the world. So we turned around the camera to shine a light on generosity in the world. And that was our approach, that was our strategy, and that is still our approach today to bring more generosity to the world.
I think that's brilliant. I love the notions there of resuscitating generosity and the importance of context and yeah, shining a light on generosity in that context is brilliant. Steering that course and figuring out that course is one thing, but staying the course really requires discipline. It's so easy to get bored with direction and tempted by shiny new strategy or distracted by the need to evolve because of changing context. But Kanta have proven the power of brand consistency to drive difference and shown how emotive clarity can be a really important and powerful route to creating strong, meaningful difference. A question for you both, Maria Rita and Claire.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
How did you master the art of consistency globally in a world where staying culturally relevant and tapping into emerging opportunities demand constant change? Let's start with you, Claire.
So this is clearly a challenge, and I think it's a thing that global brands often struggle with. You know, it's very easy to make local work that is culturally resonant, incredibly powerful. But to do that at a global level can often be a challenge. And I think Mondelez have a very good and clear, strong point of view on this, which is, you know, it is a locally led but globally governed business. So in the UK, VCCP, we don't just manage the UK business, but we also govern the kind of global brand in partnership with Mondelez and work in partnership with Ogilvy, who run the creative in most of the markets apart from the UK. And that model is obviously quite a challenging model, because you'd think two big kind of, you know, agencies working in partnership, how's that going to work? But I think the interesting thing is it does work, and it works brilliantly, because we have a clear understanding in terms of our relationships and what we both bring to the party. But more than that, there is, from the very, very get-go, and again, this was before my time, the team at VCCP were very, very clear in articulating what the brand was and what it wasn't, how it behaved, setting up a very, very clear brand world, very clear brand fundamentals, which is, again, a very strong foundation that Mondelez set across all their brands, and just really being clear around the principles of what this brand stands for, how it behaves, how it comes into the world. And I think for us, the clarity behind that, but also the diligence, both from Mondelez, from Ogilvy, and from ourselves, and continually checking ourselves, making sure that we are on track, and that we are being true to the brand principles that were founded back in 2017, but also back in 1824, back in the original starting point of the brand. But it's that governance, I think, that is really critical in terms of making sure that the work is on brand, but also that the work is driving change and pushing, you know, that it's effective, but that's also creative. And I think for us, that has been, and Mondelez are brilliant at this. You know, to have a client like Mondelez that globally still pushes for creative excellence at a very, very high level, I think it's very, very rare that you get that combination of a global client that really has that commitment to innovation, to creativity. And it's that combination of really pushing for creativity and innovation, tech and digital, but also the clarity of great brand equity and the discipline of that. And I think for me, that is the magic combination on this piece of business.
Yeah, amazing. Clarity and discipline. On to you, Margarita.
Yeah, if I can add then on what Claire has said, and all these clarity and discipline, etc. So it's important that we ensure that we are showing up with generosity in a culturally relevant way. So to do these, for example, then ethnographies, being close with the people, seeing it, these expressions is very important, is fundamental. So we explored, for example, social differences, which uncovered the best ways to show generosity. For example, in India, a route to generosity was enlarging the circle to those who are not usually part of a family, for example, what we call the family. Whereas in Malaysia, it was, and it is slightly different. We focus on the family unit and expressing generosity more in these contexts. So to make sure that we are executing Cadbury generosity in an effective and consistent way across markets, building on memory structures, we do systematic creative testing. and to make sure that our portfolio, before I was talking about these 42 brands, so we are lucky, we have many, but that all work effectively, we devised anyway a set of organizing principles and strategic role to define what we call the Cadbury Purple Core, and mapped the portfolio against these. So the principles established are being used to develop support strategies and guide also the innovation pipeline.
Really, really interesting. I think, you know, both of you talk about that, the importance of market understanding, the importance of creativity and innovation, and also the, you know, the discipline of the guardrails in helping to stay on course. As mentioned this at the start, this strategy has driven fantastic success. Our Kantar Brand Z data shows that Cadbury UK's demand power has increased by a whopping 85% since 2018, when the Generous Instinct campaign was launched. We also know that measures of Cadbury's emotive clarity have improved in line with that strategic intent. A question to you both, Marita and Claire. What aspects of Cadbury's evolution are you most proud of? Let's start this time with Marita.
So it has been really amazing to be part of the journey, and to continue to be part of this journey with really brilliant people who really care about the brand. On top of David, Claire that mentioned, Claire herself, but Peter Seymour, Milan Wong, Jonathan McCartney, Ben, all these people have really contributed to these success and many others. I'm really proud that I'm part of this, and we have been capable of reinventing Cadbury. We have brought the beauty of this brand back again. And I'm not British. You can hear it from my accent. But I've fallen in love then with this brand. I'm really proud of it. And we have achieved these by being disciplined in staying also very consistent, truly understanding what it means to be a brand in belonging, the connector, as we call it, using higher level of insights to consistently and also authentically bring to life the Cadbury generosity.
Brilliant. Yeah. So much to be proud of. And on to you, Claire.
So I think the thing that I'm really proud of, and I think this relates to what we talked about in terms of the simplicity and the consistency. There's a phrase that David Boscawen, which I think is really important, which is compound creativity. And what we have done with this piece of business is continually, you know, because it's very easy as marketers to be attracted by something shiny, something new. But for us, you know, whether it's the storytelling films and the consistency that we have delivered with, you know, a very simple framework of an idea that is consistent, but incredible variety in terms of, you know, the characters that we've showed within it, the relationships that we've explored. So that idea of things always being the same, but always being different, and just building. Secret Santa, you referenced, Worldwide Hide. In India, we have the Diwali platform. So in seasons, building those platforms. And I think it's really interesting, you know, a lot of people talked about it last Christmas. We came back with the same ad at Christmas, which everyone probably thinks is a stupid thing to do because, you know, Christmas is the big time. It's where you get the big guns out. Our brilliant creatives come up with something new and shiny and fantastic. But actually for us, it's about, you know, building on what we built last year, building not just an advert, but actually a platform that encourages people to come and play and get involved and actually delivers an experience for them rather than just us, you know, showing them an ad. So, you know, Secret Santa was about getting people to give chocolate secretly to somebody that they love, which now we want to make that a, you know, a family and a Christmas tradition. A ritual that people can play a part of, generosity that they can get involved in rather than just a campaign that tells them about it. So for me, it is that sort of driving those platforms that build that engagement and more than anything, finding ways to be really meaningful in people's lives and to connect with them, because that, after all, is, you know, is why we exist. We have to demand people's attention in today's world, and we have to earn people's time. And I think for us, you know, the platforms particularly are a really great way of doing this. And it's very exciting because it feels like, you know, another thing that David often says is we're in the foothills here of a, you know, of a 20-year campaign, but it could be even longer than that. Who knows? But we're at the start of the journey and there are so many exciting things that you can do with this platform and we're only really just getting started.
Loving that excitement and the idea of compound creativity. To wrap up, final question to you both. There are probably other brand teams out there who are sat where Cadbury was sat at the start of that journey, not at the start of the 200 years. You know, you brought that compound creativity to the way you've approached your 200-year launch. But where you were back in 2016, looking to their future, trying to strategize for growth, what top tips would you have for brands in a similar situation? And why do you think the Cadbury story isn't the norm? Let's start with Claire.
So for me, I think as we sort of said, in your Mark Ritson, when we met, he said some very nice things about us and Cadbury. He wasn't so keen on 200 years, but that's okay. We still think it's the right thing to do. And it's certainly proving to be very engaging for the nation, which is great. And also for Mondelez as a company and Cadbury as a company. But I think for us, it's just simplicity. It is having one word, generosity, that everything comes back to. Because I think when you have that, you know, because there are too many, and when we met to talk about this with you guys, in fact, Mark was, you know, talking about how, you know, brands have these big, complex onions, pyramids, whatever else, so many things in terms of how they define themselves. And, you know, he argued, and I kind of agree with him, that all you need is really one word, two, maybe three, no more. But that simplicity and that reduction, and I think it's that reduction is the key point, is so helpful, because then anyone who is involved in that brand, building that brand, knows that there is this touchstone, this single word that they have to connect with and that they have to activate. When you have that simplicity and that clarity and that focus, then I think everyone can get behind it. And again, I think the interesting thing about the simplicity point is, you know, when you have that simplicity also, it creates a great springboard for amazing creativity. In all sorts of ways. And we've touched on, you know, the importance of tech and AI. And the guys in India, Ogilvy India, are doing fantastic work out there at the moment in terms of, you know, things like birthday song, etc. And the type of work we've been able to do in the UK as well with you know, things like Worldwide Hide and Secret Santa and some other things that we have in the pipeline at the moment that I can't tell you about. It's just phenomenal. And I think in my pretty long career, I've never worked on something that has been so simply defined that then allows you to drive for such creative richness. So for me, that would be the one thing I would encourage people to do, is to reduce all of those charts and decks around what your brand is down to one single word. That discipline, again, is what then opens up the creative opportunity.
I love that. Simplicity enables creative richness. Beautiful. Margarita, what would you add?
Yeah, I can add that we are also very fortunate in that we have a fantastic product and a history that we can be proud of, and we can definitely then continue to build on. We were lucky that Mr. Cadbury had created this symbol of the nation, and we stay true to what people love about Cadbury, staying true to that, so being respectful to past and building on it has been very, very, very important. So, but of course, then you need to constantly adapt to the moment and the times. Otherwise, we can risk of becoming dated. But as Claire said before, always in a meaningful, relevant way, which is a true to the brand.
Thank you. So it's been so interesting to unpack. It's about building on the strengths, not staying still, adapting to the moment, yet keeping strategy and execution consistent over time. That's been key. If I reflect on three things, I would say, listening to you guys, that the strategy did super well. I think it was uncovering the brand's start point and you know, spending time really doing a deep, emotive understanding of the markets that you operate in to help see that relevance, that you guys were fantastic in prioritizing, as you say, Claire, simplifying your routes for growth, so that the team across the world were super, super clear on the way the strategy was briefed in, and so whether it's internal or external, avoiding misinterpretation, enabling consistency, and you both have talked about that discipline, that you've built that meaningful difference with different discipline, sticking to the plan, staying plugged into that cultural pulse, but fine tuning through clear systems of organization and optimization to make sure that every activation and touch point reinforces that positioning. And what I love most is that you both talk about the excitement, that doesn't feel like you straitjacketed, that actually it's a fantastic, exciting platform for compound creativity. So I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you, Claire. Thank you again, Marita. And thank you for listening to Brand Strategy Impact on the Kantar Future Proof podcast.
You've been listening to Future Proof from Kantar and Side Business School. For all episodes and more information, visit kantar.com or oxfordfutureofmarketing.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave us a rating and a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.